where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Police are still trying to find the man that fatally stabbed a mall security guard Saturday in Woodbridge. They say 35-year-old Jamel Kingsbury was spotted shoplifting from the Burlington Coat Factory at the Potomac Mills Mall, and when security confronted him, a fight ensued that ended with 44-year-old Larry Drumgoole getting stabbed and Kingsbury getting away. Drumgoole was pronounced dead at the hospital. Police say they recognized Kingsbury from an unrelated domestic call earlier on Saturday. A Montgomery County school bus driver has been accused of sexually abusing two young girls. Montgomery County police say 59-year-old Salvador Rodriguez of North Kensington admitted during an interview to having inappropriate contact with two 11-year-old students while they were on his bus. The statement says the school district put Rodriguez on administrative leave as soon as they learned of the allegations last month. Montgomery County firebrand Robin Ficker says he plans to run for county executive, making him the first Republican to enter the race. He says he's already got a long resume in the county.
Term limits, which I put on the ballot, got 70% despite being opposed by all the elected officials. My property tax limitation question received 200,000 votes.
It would be a seventh run at county office, the previous six all unsuccessful. Ficker says he plans to use the county's public financing system by way of a law passed in 2014 that could give him up to $750,000 in county money for his campaign. County executive candidates have to raise at least 40 grand from 500 donors without using PACs or unions to qualify for the system. D.C. Central Library is now officially closed for several years of renovations. The Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library closed yesterday. It's not expected to reopen till 2020. The library system says the new flagship library will have a large auditorium and conference center, a ground-level cafe, a newly designed special collection space for researchers, and a rooftop event space. Construction is set to start this summer. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is calling for a congressional investigation into reports that the Obama administration abused its executive authority during the 2016 campaign in wiretapping Trump Tower. There is no indication about where those reports came from. Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, says he would have known if surveillance was ordered.
There was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time or as a candidate or against his campaign.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calls the claim ridiculous.
It's called a wrap-up smear. You make up something, and then you have the press write about it, and then you say everybody's writing about this charge. It's a tool of an authoritarian.
Clapper on NBC's Meet the Press, Pelosi on CNN's State of the Union. Trump supporters were out on the street over the weekend across the country, including here in D.C. and up in New York.
This Facebook group, Main Street Patriots, organized these Spirit of America rallies, sort of protesting the protests, the anti-Trump protests that have happened across the country since President Donald Trump took office.
Correspondent Sarah Gannum, the gathering here did stay peaceful, but the same cannot be said in Berkeley, California, where 10 people were arrested. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is bringing a message of solidarity to the people of Israel during a visit there. Governor Cuomo meets today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The trip was arranged to show Cuomo's support for Israel following a wave of bomb threats and vandalism at Jewish community centers, cemeteries, and offices around the country. Cuomo said he felt he needed to do more to counter the recent wave of anti-Semitism than simply visit some local synagogues. Some see the trip as early steps for a possible presidential bid in 2020. I'm Bill Michaels.
Traffic and weather's next.
Mornings on the Mall.
Brian Wilson alongside my new permanent co-host, Mary Walter. Welcome aboard, Mary.
Well, thank you, and I am honored to be in the lineup, and I thought you guys needed a little estrogen, so I thought maybe I could bring that to the show.
Because I'm not bringing none of that.
I'm going to class you guys up just a little bit.
It doesn't
you can use a woman's touch around
it
here.
It doesn't take much.
Mornings on the Mall, 5 to 9, 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
11:05 now, we take you back to Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway outer loop past New Hampshire Avenue, debris blocks the right lane. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound past the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. An accident has the roadway reduced to a single lane. And in Capitol Heights, Crown Street between Maryland Park Drive and 67th, watch out for fire department activity. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Only into the low 40s today and staying sunny. Upper 20s and clear tonight. Tomorrow looks partly cloudy, the mid-50s. We're 28 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Wardell at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Wardell and Capital Advisor Group for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Don't let your emotions run away with your financial plan. That and more coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
It's always best to make decisions based on logic instead of emotion, but that's not always easy to do, especially when it comes to financial decisions. Finances cause us to get emotional. So, what types of emotions do you find are likely to drive financial decisions?
Kit, the hugest emotion that we see when individuals or couples or families come in to see us, or even folks that are just starting out, you know, 20-somethings, I think they call them, it's worry. It's worry, most importantly for our retirees, that's the biggest emotion that I see. Worry that they don't know when the next correction is going to be, or they don't know when the next crash happens, et cetera. You know, folks, all of you that are at a point where you're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with regards to your retirement, you've been through two different market swings, back in 2001, and again here later in 2008, 2009, and again in 2011 or so, there's a correction. So folks, you've been through it and you don't want to go through that again, and you don't have to. So it just becomes a matter of talking to you all when you come in and helping you understand and showing you different possibilities that are out there to help you not necessarily experience the correction or the downturns, if you will, that are potentially always really kind of knocking at the door. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when.
So when folks walk in the door and they're worried, how do you make sure that they don't walk back out the door worried?
You just have to educate, Kit. You know, it's sitting down with folks and showing them the different possibilities. So as we get to know one another better, we're going to make recommendations or make suggestions to you. And then at that point, it just becomes a matter of implementing them. So if they make sense, then we implement. If they don't make sense, then we don't implement. I mean, it sounds really super simple, right? But that's the reality of it. So for a lot of folks, it's just understanding what different vehicles are out there, because there are a lot of different ones. We say it every single week. There's no cookie cutter plan. There's no one size fits all. But there are investments in vehicles that the main goal is to avoid some of the risk that's associated with being directly involved in the market.
what we hear all the time about worry of the unknown, and the unknown is the cause of that worry. So education certainly can reduce that worry level. There are fewer unknowns, and therefore there's less worry. So taking away that worry by getting that education can be very important. Now let's talk about some other emotions that can drive decision-making process. There's the other side, right? There's folks who get super excited. They hear from their brother-in-law or they hear from their golf instructor about some hot tip and they get super excited. Is that better or is that just as dangerous as worry?
It's just as dangerous. And the reason being is that more often than not, when you get that hot tip, that's already been disseminated across the market and folks have already capitalized on it. You know, there are so many decision makers, things that happen behind the scenes that none of us are really aware of. But by the time we catch that hot tip or we see that information come across from our golf instructor, really, or our friend or family member or just somebody on the street, you know, by that point, and more often than not, it's too late. That stock has already been driven up or that tip's already been capitalized on by somebody else. So it's, you know, all of these different emotions play a huge factor in determining what to do, and really they shouldn't. We have to be able to remove emotion from our strategy. And when we let emotion kind of get the best of us, it's kind of like anything else. When you overreact to something and then you take a step back and you realize, oh, maybe that wasn't the best thing to say or the best decision to make. You know, I'm a firm believer that the one biggest solid piece of advice I ever got was from my uncle. And he said, John, you know, in life, we should never react to something. We should always act. And if you think about it, if you get down to the core of it, there's a major difference between acting on something and reacting. Reacting is real quick. It's off the cuff. And a lot of times it's not a business-minded decision. So folks, don't react to something that you just see. Get all of the information because there's a lot of it out there that's available to you to make sure that you're making sound, prudent financial decisions.
So whether worry or excitement, both can be dangerous if unchecked. Do not let unchecked excitement or worry or any emotion overwhelm your logic centers. You are making decisions about your entire financial future. Get the education you deserve. Get the help you need to get on the right track to that successful retirement. The number to call to reach John Wardell is 800-664-7505. Again, 800-664-7505. So when we are talking about these emotions are contagious. So how can we avoid catching someone else's panic or false sense of security?
Having a sound financial plan, really, that's it. You know, folks, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to come across as just kind of this computerized, monotonous kind of guy. And I think those of you that have listened and are loyal listeners and even to you new listeners, you'll understand that that's absolutely not me. So it's not that I have a lack of emotion. You know what I love? I love folks when we sit down with them or we talk to them a couple times a year, a few times a year, and they're emotionally happy. Why? Because something negative could have happened and they weren't affected by it. So that's the emotion that I want. That's what I want to feel from the families that we work with.
Well, that's great. Like, that is the direction that we want to be going in. We don't want emotions to drive our decisions. We want our decisions to drive us towards those positive emotions.
That's correct. Those sound financial decisions will drive us completely towards those positive emotions. And that's really what we try to do with every one of our families. That's the goal. That's the plan that we present, is something that's going to give you an opportunity to know that you're making something logical, a logical decision for you and your family and your financial future. And that's the best feeling in the entire world.
And today is the day to get started. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Get on the right track to that successful retirement you've dreamed of, making those decisions that are sound financial choices, setting you up for the best success and the most positive emotions as you're heading into retirement. And John can make that happen. John Wardell of Capital Advisory Group has spaces still open on his calendar specifically for radio listeners as part of our partnership with the Financial Safari. The number to call to take advantage of this initial no-cost consultation is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right?
It is, Kit. Look, folks, you know this about me. I'm so passionate about my belief that you deserve a secure, independent retirement. And that's exactly why we offer free consultations to each and every one of our radio listeners to help keep you on that path. This consultation is designed to help you determine how prepared you are to handle retirement pitfalls like inflation, health emergencies, stock market volatility, taxation, and how much mattress money you really should be keeping. So folks, I know that you've worked hard for your money, and you know I'm going to work just as hard to help you protect it, grow it, preserve it so it's always there for you. There's so many different tools and services available in the financial world. I'll show you how to harness those tools to create a plan that's tailored just for you and show you how to achieve a lifetime of security thanks to a lifetime of income and protection. So today's the day. Let's get to work now so that you can get a fact-based approach that you deserve and get better answers to your financial challenges and objectives. Give us a call right now, and we'll work together to get you on the road to financial security and independence.
That number again, 800-664-7505. Quickly, before we go to break, John, what emotion do you want folks to be feeling as they're heading into retirement?
Comfortability. Feeling easy that they know that, hey, John has us taken care of, and we are comfortable knowing that we're not going to want as we move forward into our retirement years.
Well, it's that education that John mentioned earlier. Again, comfortability, preparedness. And we want you to be as prepared for retirement as you possibly can be. That number again, 800-664-7505.
Folks, we do need to take a break, but when we return, we're going to help you prepare for RMDs. Don't be left in the dark. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Let's talk annuities. Annuities come in many flavors. These include fixed, immediate, fixed index, and variable. While we would never recommend a variable annuity because of the potential of loss of income, the other three types of annuities, fixed, immediate, and fixed index, are a valuable and wise addition to an investment portfolio. Let's explore these. A fixed annuity operates similar to a CD at a bank. An insurance company guarantees a periodic set payment as well as a minimum interest rate. The immediate annuity acts as an individual pension plan. An income is guaranteed for life, regardless of age, and you have potential beneficiary options as well. Now, our last annuity to cover, the fixed index annuity, are very popular today because they protect investment dollars by offering a share of the market's upside. Your return is based on an equity index such as the S&P 500. So steer clear of variable annuities and remember how fixed, immediate, and fixed index annuities operate. But before pursuing any specific investments, remember to be sure to have a clear understanding of the good, bad, and ugly, and mentally establish an exit strategy before you invest.
This is the most important thing that anyone could ever analyze in their plan, their whatever they call it, their financial plan. Maybe you have an advisor who's calling it a retirement plan. But, Kit, here's a newsflash, and I talk about this almost every week. It is not a retirement plan unless you have income that is guaranteed and built into that plan to never go away, to increase every single 5 years, let's say, for inflation, and is basically in writing that nothing will happen to it. Then it becomes a real retirement plan. How many people do you think listening, Kit, think they have a retirement plan but have no guaranteed income built in?
Well, I'm sure that everybody thinks that they have a retirement plan or else they would already be calling.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, when you, it's great to save. And so if you have a 401k, is that a retirement plan or is that a savings plan or an investment plan?
Well, I
think about it.
I'd say that that's a savings plan.
Well, it's an investment plan because savings, you can't really lose money. So if you take the no-risk option into 401k, you are losing money safely because maybe you're getting 1% return and inflation is 3%. So buying power shrinks. And if you put it in the investment side, which most people do, which I don't blame you, that's the options you have. It's great when the market goes up, but it could go down the other way,
that's
like
true.
A roller coaster.
Absolutely.
And I'm a roller coaster junkie when it comes to fun on a Saturday. I'm not a roller coaster junkie when it becomes my retirement plan. We're watching go up and down.
Exactly. You like that contained amount of excitement, but you don't want that for your entire 30 plus years of retirement.
Well, you've seen the little cartoons. Would you dump baskets of money into a roller coaster car and then watch it go up and down on Ilya Kirilwins? What would happen to your money if you put it all in the seats?
Well, it's
no seatbelt for that money, right?
For the seatbelt.
So
sure.
We need to have specialized seatbelts for your retirement money that won't go away.
Ooh.
You can picture this when the roller coaster was going crazy and someone had put a bunch of money in there. You think they'd be flying out all over the place?
Oh, I'm
people
sure
be running underneath catching it, right?
People would be slipping out of their own seat.
Like the brokers and everything catching all your money. You're not having any money and everyone else has some. So you need to make sure you're in the right place. So stability and preservation of principal. Again, that's number one on the five needs that we need to establish before you have a true retirement plan. So when we get to 50 or older, we're in that financial red zone, especially 55, 60. That means we're 5 or 10 years away from retirement, and we don't want to lose what we've gained. And that's when the advance and protect strategy comes into play for some of the money that you have. Mm-hmm. Now, the 401k, again, we're talking about the 401k plan. There are no options here for safety, really, except for putting your money in a place where it's not gaining much and maybe losing what inflation is.
And what options you have are very limited to begin with anyway.
So they give you a lump sum amount, which is fun to look at when the market's going up. Hey, I've got this much money saved for retirement. But first of all, we need to know that we also have taxation, so you really don't have as much money as you think you do.
That's true.
It's fun to look at, but Uncle Sam's happy to look at it too because he's going to take some of that money. And if you live in a state that has state income taxes, you're going to lose that amount too. But let's just assume that taxes are a necessary evil. They are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make sure to look at our money that we have put aside in our 401ks if you're able to. And if you're 59 and a half or if you leave a company, you can roll that money tax-free into your very own IRA. And your very own IRA sounds like just a little simple process. It is. You open up your own account. But there are, when you do that, when you open that one door, there was a movie one time where they opened a door, and when they looked in, it was a gigantic kingdom. It went on forever. It was like
Narnia.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Something like that. So that's what happens. When you open up the door to your own individual IRA, now you have 10 or 20,000 different options. Whereas when you were in a regular 401k, maybe you had 20 to 50 options, if you're lucky.
So
right?
Rolling that over, is that something that you can do at any time?
Well, if you're over 59 and a half, you can if you're with a certain company. So most companies offer what's called an in-service distribution, which enables you to sweep out a portion of your money and keep your 401k going.
Oh, yeah.
You're not closing your 401k. You're just moving out some of the money there that you want to make sure you never lose. And everyone listening, Kit, needs some money they can't lose.
Oh,
come on
absolutely.
Now. We got to be honest with that. Now, doesn't mean you put it in under your pillow or in a bank account where you're not earning anything. There are specialized plans that will build money, the money you put in, at a certain rate per year so that in the future you can flip a switch and get a lifetime income you can never outlive. We're seeing some of these growth accounts for your income account. Now, you're not growing a lump sum. You're growing an income account, which is retirement when you think about it, a pension.
That's
it's
true.
A pension-like account that grows between 5 and 7% per year. Not bad. Now, doesn't sound bad, but here's the best part of it. If the market goes the wrong way, not only do you not lose money, you're still growing 5 to 7% per year. Doesn't depend on the market, doesn't have anything to do with the market. That's what I like about it. It's you're basically locking in your gains and locking in a pension for yourself and your family that can never go away. Very important.
Which makes it in some ways even better than a pension with what we've been seeing about some pensions out there.
Yeah, well, it's your own plan, so you're not dependent on a group pension account, which a lot of people have group pensions and then they don't have it anymore if the company goes bankrupt. Here, you're in control. It's your account. It's a single individual IRA, not a group account, which is very, very important. And I think a lot of the financial institutions don't want you to know about this because they want your money to stay at risk. The more your money stays at risk, the more money they make. Once it goes into a safe place, it's not only safe from risk, it's safe from a lot of those broker fees and commissions too.
Oh, sure.
Very important.
Those commissions can build up.
Well, they can build up and take away at the same time. They build up, but they take away your balance. A double whammy in the wrong direction for most everyone that's listening, Kit. And I've done a lot of research, and I'm, in my new book, America Asks Coach, the written view of the spoken word from the financial fishbowl we call Coach's Corner. And that's what I call my show here when I'm on the show. It's Coach's Corner. We're here and we're talking about things that I've heard about during the week or months or in my lifetime in the financial world. And the book is over 160 pages. It'll be out in May. It's my favorite book ever. Michael Israel, the famous artist. He's a speed painter. You can look at him, michaelisrael.com. He is actually painting the cover for the book. It's the first and only cover he's ever painted. So I'm excited about this. So
if you watch the videos, listeners, if you have not seen one of these videos of him speed painting, the painting just appears out of nowhere. I mean, obviously he's putting paint to canvas, but it is incredible to watch.
He is a talented individual. Kid, I can't even draw a stick figure and make it look good. He can paint a whole painting, a 6 foot tall painting in 3 or 4 minutes. Just it's amazing, incredible. Isn't it? So he's doing the cover for us. Hopefully he's going to take more than 3 or 4 minutes on the cover. You never know. But it's the only one he's ever done, and we're going to have a book launch party in May. We'll be talking more about that on the radio. But just making sure that we understand in this financial world what's really going on is very important to everybody out there. So I really think that the first step is to sit down and let us help you decide what kind of needs you're going to have in retirement. Let's be honest with each other. Let's get a real plan put in place. The first step is establishing those needs, and the first step in that is stability and preservation of principle.
It's so easy to get on the right track for retirement. The number to call to reach John Wardell is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Yeah, kid, it's very, very important to me that people get educated, make sure they get their own individual plan, a customized, tailor-fit plan just for you, not someone who's pulling something off the shelf, but one that really means everything to you and is 100% your information, not 1% your information and 99% whatever they're pulling off the shelf. So for the next 30 callers, we're going to open up the phone lines here and we're going to keep them open, but we're going to custom design for you, if you're one of the next 30 callers, an easy-to-understand financial review. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Keep in mind, there is never a cost or obligation for this initial review for the first 30 callers. This is a over $1,000 value, by the way, because first we're going to run a fee report for you. And this will help you untangle what it's costing to work with your current planner or advisor or even working for yourself. A lot of times you're paying a lot of hidden and phantom fees you don't need to be. We're going to show you how you can protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts. Next, we're going to perform a tactical tax analysis. Now, this will show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes. And folks, this is 101. If you reduce your taxes, you automatically increase your own personal cash flow. And that's a great feeling each and every year. And by the way, if you've been overpaying in taxes the last 3 years, we may be able to go back and help you get money back you've already paid. That's good, isn't it, kid?
Absolutely.
So 3 years back, but all the way forward, 10, 20, 30, 50 years in the future, let's make sure we're doing the right thing tax-wise. And finally, we're going to create a customized lifetime income plan. Now, this uses proven strategies which are sensible and time-tested techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. We also factor in Social Security analysis and bucket planning strategies, making sure you have the right income plan, the water wheel of money, we call it. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you because we're going to help you do something I call solving for income. We're going to find out how much income you're going to need in retirement, and we're going to solve for it using the assets you already have put aside or establishing a plan to make sure your retirement is taken care of. That's for the next 30 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. We're offering at no obligation, kit. Our strategies, though, keep in mind, work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement. But, Kit, here's our promise to everybody who's listening. If you're a radio listener, we will not turn you away. We want everyone listening to have the fair chance to make their retirement great again.
You need to own your own plan, and today is the day to get that process started. You can give John Wardell a call right now at 800-664-7505. Phone lines are open. Take advantage of this opportunity to sit down with John Wardell and his team and own your plan. The number again, 800-664-7505. And when we come back, we'll be talking about more ways for you to turbocharge your retirement. We'll be right back. Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill.
A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Wardell at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The UN's keeping a close eye on what's happening in Mosul as Iraqi forces try to liberate the city from ISIS. If reports of ISIS using chemical weapons are true, the UN says it'd be a violation of international humanitarian law and a war crime.
The U.S. Defense Department has warned that ISIS has developed a primitive capacity to produce chemical weapons and has used such weapons in both Syria and Iraq. The worry now is that with ISIS desperate and surrounded in western Mosul, it won't hesitate to use everything in its arsenal.
That's correspondent Ben Weidman. Well, it started as a joke, an online petition in France calling for Barack Obama to run for the presidency there. But now that joke has tallied 45,000 signatures in 10 days.
Their slogan is, "Oui, on peut." French for "Yes, we can." And the group launching the effort hopes to have a million supporters by March 15th. The French election has been dogged by a corruption investigation of the conservative candidate, and the organizers say they just wanted to inject a little fun into the proceedings. One of the founders of the group, who identified himself only as Antoine to the Associated Press, says he's invested about $1,600 in the campaign. Of course, there's no chance Obama will win. One has to be born in France in order to become that country's president. John Stolness on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the Redskins are giving Jay Gruden 2 more years at the helm, awarding him a contract extension that takes him through the 2020 season. Gruden's the first of the 8 head coaches employed by Dan Snyder to be given a contract extension. He steered the team to 2 straight winning seasons, the first since 96 and 97. Analysts say keeping Gruden around may help sell quarterback Kirk Cousins on a possible long-term deal. We'll get to the latest traffic and weather next.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking it as a talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies around the world. We build and repair runways to keep our planes flying. We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, and we routinely perform amazing feats in the sky. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve.
11:33 now, we get the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center in Neil West.
Several events underway are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, including a parade in Annapolis and a race down Independence Avenue in D.C. today. On the Beltway outer loop past New Hampshire Avenue, debris blocks the right lane. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound past the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, the crash has the road reduced to a single lane. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Only into the low 40s again today and staying sunny, down to the upper 20s and clear tonight. Tomorrow looks partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tuesday cloudy with some afternoon showers in the mid-60s. Right now, 31 in Burke, 32 in Hyattsville. We're at 30 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
RMDs are yet another complexity when it comes to planning retirement income. So for those who aren't up to speed, now, John, tell us exactly what we mean when we talk about RMDs.
RMDs is required minimum distribution. And you're absolutely correct. You know, it's still one of those things where people know them, but they don't know them. And it's a lot of times it's little minute details about an RMD. And it's the most minute and most common things that really could get you into the biggest trouble.
So when folks are heading into retirement, why do you think that it becomes such a difficult thing for folks to handle these RMDs? Is there just confusion about them? Are they not being set up by a lack of education about them? What is the problem?
Wow, kid, I think you've actually just stumped me, because I don't know if I have an answer to what the problem is. I don't know whether it's – maybe it's an accumulation of a couple of different issues where they're just not getting the proper guidance from, you know, their advisors or their – HR departments, if they're still working, or who knows? I mean, obviously for most folks, if they are retired, and we know that within the first year, you know, by April 1st of the year after you turn 70 and a half, we know that you have to take your very first required minimum distributions. And then subsequently each additional year by December 31st of that year. So moving forward, if you don't, you're going to be penalized. And that's huge. The penalty is 50% of what you were supposed to take. So can you imagine?
Let's not speed past that. A 50% penalty? That is huge. That is enormous. That is far larger than folks would think a penalty could ever get. And that's in addition to, you still have to pay however much you were going to have to pay on that required minimum distribution in the first place.
Kit, let's dig into that. I like your idea. Let's do that real quick, because this is – and again, it's not doom and gloom, but I want to let you know what the IRS says you have to do. And if you don't, these are the repercussions or the ramifications. So, Kit, yes, a 50% penalty if you don't take out your required minimum distribution. So let's just keep real simple numbers. So, you know, in our area, in this Baltimore area, Kit, as you know, we have a lot of – between Baltimore and D.C., a lot of federal employees, a lot of folks that have – spent their lifetime working for the federal government, putting money away in a TSP. But this really, folks, this could be for any one of you that's put money away into a retirement plan, whether it's a 401k, a 403b. Let's just say hypothetically that your required minimum distribution that you're supposed to take out is $20,000. And if you don't do that, your penalty by the IRS, 50%, right? So not only do you have to pay a $10,000 penalty – $10,000, folks. Think about that for just a moment. A $10,000 penalty, so you have to pay that, but you also still have to take out that $20,000 because it's still your required minimum distribution that you were supposed to take. So what unfortunately folks kind of get into – again, this is where the emotion starts getting into things, and in order to pay the penalty, they just seem to take more money out of their IRA. So if they do that, now you've just taken $30,000 out of your IRA, which – oh, by the way, not to complicate the situation, folks, but all that $30,000 is going to be countable to you as ordinary income on your tax return, which, oh, by the way, could affect a whole host of other issues for you tax-wise for that particular calendar year. So, Kit, it's amazing to me. You know, you asked me in the beginning the unknowns of the RMDs and how such a – remember what I said distinctly. I said there's minute details within the RMDs that people know but they don't know. And if it's what you don't know that can hurt you. And just in that example alone, you see how bad somebody could potentially be hurt.
What we also see, the problem of folks who are – concerned that the money that is coming out of their assets, these required minimum distributions, it's money that they don't need for whatever reason. They've put together a plan that is keeping them happy and sated in their retirement without having to deal with that money that is sitting in an IRA somewhere. So now, once you add that money in that's coming out, that required minimum distribution, there's that worry that we were talking about earlier, the worry that this is going to knock them up into the next tax bracket and suddenly change what their taxes are going to look like.
Remember, too, that not only can it elevate your tax status, meaning your tax level percentage-wise, but it could also potentially cause your Social Security income to be taxed as well. So there's all these things that as an advisor, you're talking to your financial dietitian here, and it's all these things that we have to take into consideration to make sure that your retirement is the most well-balanced approach it possibly can be.
That, I think, is the important piece right here, well-balanced. Certainly, we are not saying that we don't want to pay taxes on these required minimum distributions. These are tax-deferred accounts. The money has been sitting there building for years, and the government makes sure that they are getting their money back for that money that you earned in the first place. We know we need to pay taxes, but there's no need to pay more than we have to. And this is something that comes up a lot when folks are planning for retirement. They need to consider what taxes are going to look like in the future and make that part of their plan.
There's so many different scenarios, so many different possibilities. It's like everything else that we discuss each and every week here on the Financial Safari. There's nothing stopping you. It just makes sense for you to come in, sit down with us. It's absolutely complimentary for you to do this, for us to help you understand exactly what you have going on with your retirement plan, especially if it's an IRA or 401k or 403b, to make sure that you understand the potential ramifications, to make sure that you understand that there could potentially, depending on your situation, be options that you have available to you to address any concerns that you have with an increase in taxation.
Today is the day to get started. Today is the day to give John Wardell a call. The number is 800-664-7505. Everyone's situation is different. You know that. We know that. Today is the day to get your unique details looked at personally so that you can ensure that your retirement plan is just that, your plan. The number again, 800-664-7505. Now, John, let's talk about inherited IRAs, because this is something that it may have a little bit of a difference for folks. Certainly, if you have set up an IRA for yourself, you've been personally invested, quite literally, in the inception of that account. But what about folks who are inheriting that from their parents or grandparents, that IRA that is coming to them? How does that change matters?
It changes it quite a bit. You know, there's different options again, and we're starting to see that more and more with baby boomers retiring at a clip of 10,000 a day. You know, and our oldest baby boomers are starting to get into that age where they're starting to need some care as well. From my military background, I kind of tend to relate things to periods of time. And, you know, folks, we're starting to see moms and dads from the World War II era and now into the Korean War era. So the 40s and the 50s, those are the folks that are, you know, we're starting to lose. At the same time, some of these folks were in positions where they were able to put money away, or they were kind of at the cusp of the advent of this IRA movement, and these IRAs are being passed down to beneficiaries. Well, you have a few different options. I'm only going to spend a moment and explain the two most popular options because they're the easiest to talk about and the easiest to understand.
Sure.
The first one says that if you inherit an IRA, you have to take that money within a five-year period, whether that means you completely liquidate it or you take it down over a five-year period. You can spend it down. That obviously has some huge consequences, and folks, you'll recall from just a moment ago, we were talking about those consequences. If you take an entire lump sum distribution, or if you take distribution over 5 years, all of that's going to be counted against you for income. So that could negatively impact your taxable liability for that particular year or for that period of 5 years. The most common thing that we see is folks will the IRS does allow you an election to actually take it down over the course of your lifetime, which tends to help folks a little bit better because, again, if I, you know, at 40 years old, if I inherit an IRA from my mother or father or from my grandfather, anybody that's in my position or even in my parents' position in their middle 60s, if they inherited something from my grandparents, it's much easier for my parents to spend it down over their lifetime or somebody like me or my peers in our situation. Believe me, I'd rather spread my taxable burden out over the next 50 years as opposed to having to take it all in one lump sum or absorb that taxable hit in a five-year period, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. So it does change the conversation, but it is still manageable.
it's always manageable. It's always manageable because you always have options. And that's the beautiful thing about life, is life gives us a basket of options. We want to make sure that you understand completely exactly what's going on with what your options are.
Well, this sounds like the solution to that worry about being pushed up into a higher tax bracket, or the solution to having these RMDs forgotten about and having these huge penalties. The solution to all of this is planning ahead, as far ahead as you can, so that those required minimum distributions, those RMDs that we've been talking about today, can be part of your retirement plan, right?
Absolutely. And we're not talking about 4.4 years in your long-term care plan or your long-term plan here, folks, especially as it relates to inherited IRAs or taking your RMDs from your existing IRA. Folks, we're talking about, you know, these IRAs are they're a fantastic thing, and they could be a burden in some cases. You know, with all of the work that we do with our seniors, and, you know, when I say seniors, I'm talking about our estate planning families that come in and are looking to plan for, you know, their last 5 or 10 years, then it could be a burden. And for some reason, in those cases, just to give you an example, those folks, for whatever reason, they want to hold on to their IRAs. And we can create plans that allow them to spend down their IRA and not pay taxes on it because they're receiving care. Or there's other situations that they fall into where the tax implication to them is negligible. So again, folks, if it's something that you're unfamiliar about, or if you're curious about, why not give us a call? It can hurt you in no way, shape, or form to get that solid advice that you've been looking for and maybe that you didn't even know was available.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. It is available. This help, this advice, this emotional center, so that you do not need to make emotional decisions, making decisions based on logic that lead you to those positive emotions later on. Again, the number is 800-664-7505. Give John Wardell a call so he can help you retire successfully. All you have to do to get the help you need is make one phone call. 800-664-7505. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call, because you keep spaces open on your calendar specifically for radio listeners. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, we do, Kit. Look, folks, you know this about me. I'm so passionate about my belief that you deserve a secure, independent retirement. And that's exactly why we offer free consultations to each and every one of our radio listeners to help keep you on that path. This consultation is designed to help you determine how prepared you are to handle retirement pitfalls like inflation, health emergencies, stock market volatility, taxation, and how much mattress money you really should be keeping. So folks, I know that you've worked hard for your money, and you know I'm going to work just as hard to help you protect it, grow it, preserve it, so it's always there for you. There's so many different tools and services available in the financial world. I'll show you how to harness those tools to create a plan that's tailored just for you, and show you how to achieve a lifetime of security thanks to a lifetime of income and protection. So today's the day. Let's get to work now so that you can get a fact-based approach that you deserve and get better answers to your financial challenges and objectives. Give us a call right now, and we'll work together to get you on the road to financial security and independence.
That number again, 800-664-7505. Regardless of your current situation, regardless of how much a plan you have put together previously, now is the time to put together a plan altogether, or now is the time to get a second set of eyes on your existing plan so you can ensure and know 100% that you are on the right track for retirement. Again, that number, 800-664-7505.
When we come back, don't get caught on the rough edges of your 401k. They're not the retirement cure-all some folks wish they were. You don't want to miss this.
To contact our local financial coach in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.
401ks. Even the father of the 401k as a savings vehicle says that he never intended it to replace the pension or to be the sum total of a retiree's retirement savings. Yet when you ask the average office worker what they're doing to plan for investing, it's the first thing they'll list. So, John, where do 401ks rank in terms of overall importance to the average successful retirement plan? And where would you like to see them rank?
Because of this particular fact, Kip, they typically tend to rank number one to most folks that come into the office. That's where they rank, number one. When you sit down and you start going through details and items that are of concern to folks, the first thing they say is, you know, we've put all this money away into our retirement plan, our 401k, our 403b. They don't want to lose it because they've already lost before, sometimes two, three times they've lost. Or they're not happy with their returns, et cetera. So for them, and rightfully so, and I'll tell you why that is, Kit. It ranks number one to them because that's the biggest chunk of their nest egg. And for most folks, I'd say probably every bit of 95% of the folks that are out there, the biggest nest egg that they have is their 401k, and that's only next to their home. Assuming that their home is relatively paid for or it's paid off or nearing being paid off, that's the next biggest nest egg that folks have available to themselves is their 401k. And quite frankly, it's number one because it's the most liquid to them and it's easy for them to access, whereas, you know, your house is unfortunately is kind of an illiquid asset, as we know. But in my mind, in my opinion, you know, if it's number one to them, we have to make it number one to us. Would I like to see that rank number one? No, not necessarily. But if it's number one to them, then we want to make sure that we maintain that focus and make sure that these families that are asking us for help, make sure we help, again, like we said before, educate them and help them understand that if it's number one to you, it's going to be number one to us. And we're going to do everything we possibly can in our power to help you preserve, protect, and grow that plan for you for your future.
Well, if you are in that retirement red zone, 5 to 10 years before retirement, certainly a lot of choices have already been made, and you want your financial advisor to take those choices in hand and help you build a retirement plan around those. But let's take a step back. Let's talk to those listeners out there who may be before that retirement red zone, who are getting ready to start those first steps in planning their retirement. They're deciding where to put their money, what investments are best for them, and they may be starting a job. They may have had a 401k at their last job, and now they're moving on to a new one. And now the question is, do they set up a new 401k at that new company, or is it time to diversify? So let's talk about the sort of weak points of the 401k so that for those who are not locked in, who don't know what they want to be their number one priority, let's see if we can't help those folks find out what the cons might be in the pros and cons of 401ks. So starting off, there's certainly the thing that comes up most frequently, which is there's a limited menu of choices. Certainly, if you go out and invest wherever you want to, you've got an unlimited number of choices. But 401ks, the company has sort of picked those for you, right?
Sure. They're going to typically tend to work with a management company or another fiduciary that is out there and will offer a select number of options available to you as an employee. So that's a lot of times that can be one of the negatives. You know, another negative could be that your company offers it, but maybe they don't have any matching, or maybe the matching is vested, meaning if you are a person who is working for a company and they promise you the world, and you're there for a few years and it turns out that it really necessarily wasn't everything that they promised you, and you start to look for some other employment in same field, different field, et cetera, if you haven't met that minimum vesting period, you're not going to get that match. So that's another potential issue with certain plans. Again, do your due diligence. And Kit brought up a good point. If you are leaving your current position and getting ready to take a position with another organization, make sure you take a look. You know, it's the HR folks aren't always necessarily the most qualified to help you. All they're going to tell you most cases is, yes, we have a 401k. Would you like to start contributing to it?
Well, even beyond that, there's certain legal requirements that they have to meet. They can't give you certain amounts of advice about what to do with your plan.
Correct. And again, they're in most cases, they're not licensed to do that anyway. They have to be very careful with the advice that they give, because in most cases, they can't do it. And a lot of them remember too that it could be a potential liability for them. And they want to, believe me, any HR is going to want to avoid any semblance of some sort of risking their liability or their advice when it might not necessarily either be, you know, be warranted or it couldn't be correct. And they don't want to be held out to dry either. So in most cases, again, you're just going to see that they're going to say, hey, look, we do offer this particular plan, and they'll give you some options. Like I remember when I was with the fire department, they said basically that you know, there were two different companies that they offered to you. In terms of if you wanted to do a 401k, you know, like I said, we do a lot of work with folks with the government, with their TSPs. And of course, you know, with the TSP, you have the different funds that you can contribute to that will give you different options as well. So again, when you go to sit down with your HR, when you're doing your new employee paperwork, they're not going to tell you where to put your money. They're going to tell you, you know, you can talk to so-and-so a person or this particular organization or outfit, but they are directly not going to really be the ones to help you determine what's going to be the best fit for you.
Now, what are your feelings on having multiple 401ks? If someone has had several jobs in the last few years, they've set up a 401k with each company. Is it better to keep that old 401k as is, or is it better to roll it over once you have started a new 401k at that new company?
That's a very interesting dynamic in the sense that what we're finding more and more is that a lot of companies, when you leave, they don't want you to keep your 401k with them any longer. So a lot of them, what we're seeing more and more of is they're wanting you to take it with you, whether you roll it into your new company plan or whether you just roll it over into a like qualified account. Then a lot of them, like I said, a lot of them are saying, hey, no, you're not with us anymore. You need to take it with you. I will tell you that a lot of the folks that come in, we typically recommend, even if you just put your money into a guaranteed account, meaning a money market account or a savings account that's going to guarantee you a minimum percentage, having all of your money working for you is a lot better than having it kind of spread out over different places. If you're just in a – now, folks, remember too, though, this is just if you're in some sort of guaranteed fund, like a G fund with a TSP that's going to guarantee you a minimum rate of return. So – you have options though. So just remember that if you have multiple 401ks, you know, some of them could offer you different benefits. Some of them could offer you different plans. So really, again, it's just sitting down and going through each and every one of them, knowing where you are and knowing if it's better, if you have to take it, giving you options and solutions to determine whether you move it to a like plan or whether you move it over to your new employer. And folks, it's so important that you sit down with somebody to get that sound advice. I'm so passionate about my belief that you deserve a secure, independent retirement. And that's exactly why we offer free consultations to each and every one of our radio listeners to help keep you on that path. This consultation is designed to help you determine how prepared you are to handle retirement pitfalls like inflation, health emergencies, stock market volatility, taxation, and how much mattress money you really should be keeping. So folks, I know that you've worked hard for your money, and you know I'm going to work just as hard to help you protect it, grow it, preserve it, so it's always there for you. There's so many different tools and services available in the financial world. I'll show you how to harness those tools to create a plan that's tailored just for you and show you how to achieve a lifetime of security thanks to a lifetime of income and protection. So today's the day. Let's get to work now so that you can get a fact-based approach that you deserve and get better answers to your financial challenges and objectives. Give us a call right now, and we'll work together to get you on the road to financial security and independence.
That number is 800-664-7505 to reach John Wardell of Capital Advisory Group right there in the Baltimore area. The number again, 800-664-7505. It is time to get on the right track for retirement. It's time to hear about the pros and cons of various strategies that are out there so that you can make the decisions you need to get to that successful retirement you've dreamed of. Again, the number 800-664-7505. John, the show has just flown by today. Thank you so much for all the great information, and we hope to see you next week.
Kit, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll look for you next week as well, right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.